Well, here we go, barreling into another unpredictable hour of broadcast spectacular excellence. I think that sounds a little stolen. It's all right. I'm going to live with it. It's the Steve Griffith Show. God bless America. Thank you for being here on Thursday, January the 23rd, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, what is the funk all over the beaches of Lake St. Clair? That's the question being asked by a lot of people. It looks like small stones, but when you crack it open, it's like hair or something. We'll dig for answers. Number two, you will need to wait for your online gambling fix in Michigan. It seems it may take up to a year or more to get all the rules lined up and figured out. Disappointing to some. That's the game we're playing, though. And number one, cleanup in aisle number two. That is day two of the Senate trial of impeachment for President Trump. Ratings are crashing. Day one ratings crashed compared to the first day of the House inquiries back in the fall. In the hearings held by Adam Schiff back then, they had like 14 million watching day one in the fall. Yesterday, 2 days ago now, 10 million. Yesterday, extremely tedious. Extremely tedious. The president's still in Davos, Switzerland, at the World Economic Summit. And he was asked, hey, would you like to be there? He says, yeah, I'd love to be there. It'd be great. Be terrific. It's bite number seven with the president. Bite seven, go.
I didn't think, frankly, that Bill Clinton should have been impeached.
So what do you think? Will you show up at your trial any day?
I'd love to go. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be beautiful? I don't know. I'd sort of love to sit right in the front row and stare in their corrupt faces. I'd love to do it. I don't know. Don't keep talking because you may convince me to do it.
Do you think Cipollone and Sokolow would want you there?
I think they might have a problem.
Mr. President, I think they might.
And by the way, I think they've done a really good job. And I think the other side has so lied. I watched the lies from Adam Schiff. He'll stand, he'll look at a microphone, and he'll talk like he's so aggrieved. These two guys, these are major sleazebags.
Major. Not a minor sleazebag, a major sleazebag. And it brings me back to a point made earlier on the program. What about people that don't know who this guy is? I'll just go along with it. No, you won't. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, by the way, she decided to take out a chainsaw to cut up the Democrats' arguments on impeachment. Then she took a few swings with a sledgehammer on some of the remaining crumbs just to get it done, taking a few good swings with that. Pam Bondi giving the Democrats the slap down in bite number four. Bite four, go.
They've been saying, let's not forget why we are here. Well, we're here tonight because they threw due process, fundamental fairness, and our Constitution out the window in the House proceedings. That's why we're here, because they started in the secret bunker hearings where the president and his counsel weren't even allowed to participate when they're trying to impeach him. Intel and Judiciary Committees was a one-sided circus.
I think that's about right. Sums it up for me anyway. Meanwhile, what do people think about the president around the country? What do people think? Here's one group that you hear the left-wing media and the Democrats telling you all the time support them. That being Hispanics. That being legal immigrants into this country. Latinos and so forth. But apparently it's just not the case. You see, Fox News went to a big gathering of Latinos and legal immigrants in Florida, and they're making themselves heard. They're being loud and proud in defense of the president. They say he is our president. And here are some folks that came to the country legally, became citizens, and are watching this whole circus of impeachment and so forth. And here's how they reacted on Fox News. Bite number three. Bite three. Go.
Miriam, she is an immigrant from Mexico, and you say Mexico and other countries are looking at what's happening here right now and that the U.S. is really embarrassed. Why do you say that?
Well, it's an embarrassment to try to impeach the best president ever. I mean, his accomplishments are just huge. Lowest unemployment. He's building the wall to protect our communities from illegal immigrants, from the drugs. And so how can we want to impeach? So I hope that all Republican senators will stand strong.
And there you have it from the Latino community in Florida, standing strong with the president. And there you go. So meanwhile, out on the campaign trail, as I told you, a new polling gives Joe Biden some more lift. He's at 30 points nationally in the latest polling we've looked at, in the polling that brought Michael Bloomberg into fourth place. So it is. But out on the campaign trail, Biden took time to mock CBS News reporter Ed O'Keefe. You see, Biden was not seemingly being honest about a fight with Bernie Sanders, and the reporter Ed O'Keefe was pressing Joe Biden on it, and he turned around and he started mocking the guy. And then he gave the guy kind of a slap in the chest. Listen to it. It's Joe Biden on the campaign trail. Bite number 10. Bite 10, Joe Biden.
Yesterday you said you accepted Bernie's apology, and now you're attacking him. Why are you doing that?
Go.
Why wasn't his apology enough, Mr. Vice President?
Right this way, sir.
Why attack Sanders?
Why? You're getting nervous, man. Calm down. It's okay. He apologized for saying that I was corrupt. He didn't say anything about whether or not I was telling the truth about Social Security.
Thank you, guys.
And then he slaps the guy in the chest. He didn't tell the truth about this. And then he slaps the guy in the chest with the back of his hand. Why? Mocking reporters is a sin for Donald Trump. But it's not a sin for Joe Biden. All right, so also on the campaign trail, Tulsi Gabbard's still in this thing. Suing Hillary Clinton for defamation yesterday, seeking $50 million or more in damages for harming her reputation by suggesting last year and saying quite outright that Tulsi Gabbard was a Russian asset. The lawsuit says Clinton's comments have damaged the presidential candidacy of Gabbard, and they want to hold her to account. She's a congresswoman from Hawaii, of course, said they were angered by motivated by anger over Gabbard's endorsement of 2016 rival Bernie Sanders. Clinton got exactly what she wanted by lying about Tulsi. She harmed her political and personal rival's reputation, an ongoing presidential campaign, and started a damaging whisper campaign based on baseless but vicious untruths, says the lawsuit, filed in federal court in New York. Nick Merrill, a Clinton spokesman, says that's ridiculous. Here's what Clinton actually said. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far, and that's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not because she's also a Russian asset. Also a Russian asset. Okay. Jill Stein and Tulsi Gabbard are Russian assets because they didn't get on the Hillary Clinton, bandwagon and play along. I wish Tulsi Gabbard well. I do. I don't agree with her very often, but you know what? She speaks her mind, and I always give credit, by the way, when people are honest. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And be sure to get your free water test today. Wolverine Water Systems is Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to stevegruber.com and clicking on the Wolverine water button, and straight away you go. There you go, all right? Straight ahead, a deep cleansing breath, and Ron Van Timmeren takes us to the movies. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan Chapter Meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan Chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.